You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now they have the 2017 sports car blowout, Camaros and Corvettes. Only seven remaining. Price reductions to $20,000. No reasonable offer refused. Check it out right now, Lakewood Chev.
The Vancouver Giants and the Victoria Royals will be going at it in a best of seven. Victoria will open up on home ice this Friday and Saturday. Then they're into Vancouver next Tuesday and Thursday, a game that you can watch broadcast nationally. And our next guest, Oilers draft pick, of course, grew up, played his hockey here, Southside Athletic Club. Tyler Benson joins us. Tyler, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
Good. Is there like a name for the rivalry, Vancouver-Victoria?
Well, it's the first time it's happened, so I'm not too sure.
Okay.
I guess we can come up with it now.
Really? First time they've met in the playoffs? Wow. I didn't know.
I know, yeah. Okay. I was still lucky for it, so yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Now, looking at the season series between you two, like yourself and Ronnie, obviously the offensive guys there, they've got Phillips over in Victoria. I guess looking at it from your perspective, what do you like about your team going into this series?
I think we got some good depth. We got scoring for me fine that we can have. Like good goaltending all year, and we got some guys that can move the puck on the back end. In the season series versus them, we've had success when we've been in our cycle game getting the pucks down low deep on them. We know that they're a team that likes to play offense, so if we can get cycling around them, they're not going to want to play some defense.
What about on the other side of Victoria? What are they doing well that's going to make this a good, tough series for you guys?
They're a quick transition team. They got some forwards that can score and that put up big numbers up this year. So, you know, we're just going to have to try our best to limit their chances. And I think if we play our game, we'll be able to do that. And if we're playing strong and getting in the ozone, it'll limit that.
Playoffs come and matchups become even more than you're used to in the regular season. I was looking at the matchups, and I know online I watch a lot of the games that your coach has been not afraid to switch up line combos fairly frequently. Do you expect that to continue, or do you think you'll go with more consistent combos in the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm not too sure what's going to be like. We've definitely switched things up during games, mid games, just to try and get different matchups, different looks, or depending on what the game is like. But I think going into the series, we have our line set right now, and things can change quick though.
Tyler Benson joining us, Edmonton Oilers draft pick, of course, played his Bantam hockey, everything else here in the Southside Athletic Club in his fourth season with the Vancouver Giants, open up the playoffs on the road in Victoria on Friday. For you, Tyler, I think the best part about this season is that you are healthy, the healthiest you've been in a long time. You played 58 games, were very cautious, you missed the early part of the season just getting healthy. How good has it been just for your psyche to play as many consecutive games as you had this year?
Yeah, no, that was definitely the main goal going into the season. Past few seasons are definitely frustrating. The summers have been frustrating, and it was tough. But, being able to play, playing all those games consistently this year and even just being in every practice, it was good. And it's definitely made me feel better, yeah.
Well, Tyler Benson, I got to work with you for a year at Mount Carmel, and the one thing I loved about you, I could tell you'd be a pro player or a good junior then moving to pro, is that you're very dedicated and you're always listening, and every time, any one of us would talk, you were listening all the time. Unfortunately, you had to have some injuries, but what have you noticed about yourself as far as growth this year, just, on the ice, off the ice, having all that time to just put into actually, developing rather than just rehabbing?
Yeah, no, I guess just being away from the rink, you just get to learn, or watching, you get to learn, a lot of different things. You got to take advantage of there's video, you got to take advantage of just learning, for me with the rehab, the small parts of your body. It's not about how heavy you can squat, all that stuff. I had to learn how to work on the core, the little things that are going to help me get stronger. And it's definitely tough with all the injuries, but we've learned that way from it.
Yeah, but
patience was a big thing.
But what have you done this year? Like, what have you found this year now that you've been healthy? Like, have you noticed big strides? Like, whether it's physically or whatever, just learning to play all the time again. You must feel really good about yourself right now.
Yeah, no, definitely. It took a little bit for me to get completely feeling good, but after about the Christmas mark or whatever, it's been nice. Just I feel strides just in my skating, just in everything. I feel more explosive just from being able to practice and I guess, skated 100% when I was practicing the past few years. I was practicing 70% and playing games at that pace. But now that I can practice 100%, I'm able to play a lot faster during the games.
Tyler Benson joining us. When you look back over the last two seasons, Tyler, and it's easier in hindsight, and it's much harder when you're in it, but were there times where you said, you know what, I should have waited a little bit longer, get a little bit stronger and healthier before coming back? And it's hard to do that. Every player is a competitor and you want to play. Was that something, looking back on it, where maybe it would have been best to maybe pull back a little bit?
Yeah, no, definitely with the start of it all, that's where it started. I think we just rushed it back, but this past summer, this is the summer where we took most caution with us and just made sure I was ready. That was the biggest thing, is we weren't going to start early and we were going to take things slow. But definitely with the first few, I think we rushed it back, and that was a continuous process. That's why I kept getting hurt.
We got Tyler Benson on the line. Vancouver Giants are going to take on the Victoria Royals in short order here, starting in Victoria. Benny, you know what? You one of your teammates is Ty Ronning. We had his dad on the line maybe last week, talking about sticks and getting the right sticks and shooting all that. Has Ty or his dad been on you, looking at your stick and maybe helping you make adjustments?
No, that's something we haven't really talked about. I've been using the same curve for a long time, ever since, I guess, I'd say first year Bantam. I've had the same curve using that. But sticks, I guess, new ones come out every year or whatever, so you like to try things. But I've been pretty consistent with the curve and the flex I use.
Tyler, I remember watching you. Of course, my nephew played. You guys have played together since Pee Wee and Bantam, and I saw you dial it up at the Bantam AAA when you set the record. And you know, you always had that physical size at that young age. How have you adapted to now? You know, other guys being, you know, you don't have that as much of a physical advantage as you had earlier. Was that a bit of a learning curve where you could just physically dominate on top of your skill set and do things that other guys just couldn't handle? How did you adapt to suddenly when you go up against a lot of guys that are bigger, where for many years early in your career you were the biggest guy on the ice?
Yeah, definitely in Bantam and things like that, I was bigger, and I was able to use that as one of my strengths. I guess once you get to WHL and you're only 16 playing against a 20-year-old, they're bigger, and the one thing that helps you a lot is just you got to keep your feet moving. That's one thing I've learned in this league, and then just body positioning, knowing where to be, how to, I guess, protect the puck, things like that. Those things go a long way.
Speaking of your teammate, Ty Ronning, 60 goals in a season. That's pretty impressive. As a guy who knows a thing or two about scoring a lot of points in a year, what do you make of Ronning's 60-goal campaign?
Yeah, no, it's definitely impressive. he seemed like every game he was just putting one in the net, and it helped us a lot this year. We weren't a high-scoring team, but he brought every game and was able to put it in the net, and you know, it helped us a lot, and he's a big reason why we're in the playoffs right now.
Tyler Benson joining us. Vancouver Giants, Victoria Royals will start their playoff series this Friday and Saturday in Victoria. And next Tuesday and Thursday, this series shifts to Vancouver, and you can actually watch next Thursday's game live on the country. I'm sure a lot of your family and friends will enjoy that. Watch a lot of Oilers fans, very curious. As an Edmonton kid, of course, I'm sure you every time you train, everywhere you go, people are like, oh, hey, when are you going to play for the Oilers? I'm sure it's something that – has it been easy, or is that a tough part of being a local guy drafted to the NHL team?
No, it hasn't been too tough. I mean, it was exciting from the start. A lot of friends and family. I mean, I grew up watching the team and just always enjoying them. And I mean, I'm still a fan watching the games. It's cool. And I guess it's just more so cool for me. And definitely a place I want to be one day. So I want to keep working hard to be able to get there.
And lastly, going to this series against Victoria, you mentioned they're a good transition team. They got some guys who can score. Obviously, Matt Phillips leads their team with 112 points. They got Soya and Noon and, you know, a second line that the scores now that they traded for Kaspik and Gregor and a few others. But do you expect that you will match up against the Phillips line a lot at home? And how do you look forward to that challenge? You're shutting down a line as potent as that line.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what happened, but if that happens, I'll accept the challenge. They're a quick line, and they'll be tough. But, you know, I think the way I can play and with the line mates I'll have, I guess the one thing we'll have is a little bit of size advantage against that. So we'll have to use our strengths against them, and we're going to have to outplay them if we're going to want to win the series.
Well, Tyler, best of luck in the series. Appreciate your time.
All right, yeah, thank you very much.